are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So balancing professional and spiritual responsibilities is a challenge faced by many individuals, including Christian men or men just in general, right? So today we are going to be discussing some strategies to help navigate this balance here. And we are joined by, on the line by my pastor, Pastor John Majuru here, who's going to be helping us with this particular conversation. Mfundisi, Murubwanji, how are you?
We are okay, and how are you?
I am good. I had a lovely weekend. I'm well rested. I hope you are too. So, yeah, we can talk about this one.
Sure. I'm happy also to hear that you are okay. And we praise God that we are all well by today. We want to thank you for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Before we discuss the issue at hand, Mpundisi, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us so the Holy Spirit may guide us?
All right. Our eyes are closed and we are praying. Our God and our Father, the Holy One of Israel, the Creator of heaven and earth, we are so thankful, more especially for your care and for your life. Our God and our Father, time has come for you to speak to all of us. I pray that you use me according to your will. We also pray for everyone who is listening to us. Reverend Father, you'll be able to speak to them. Continue blessing us because we are your children. In Jesus' name I pray and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Mfundisi, we're speaking, you know, it's a challenge for everyone, the issue of balancing, you know, our Christianity, our spiritual life, not Christianity, our spiritual life, you know, and our professional life. So we are hoping that by the end of this, Mfundisi, we will be able, you know, to have some strategies in order to do it, and more especially our men, so that they can do that. So how can they now, our men, Mfundisi, balance professional and spiritual responsibilities?
Thank you, my sister, and thank you once more again for this privilege and opportunity to speak and also to see how God can help us. Thank you for this powerful lesson as we look at manhood or men, balancing work and faith. We are trying to see how we can balance our professional and spiritual responsibility. And in trying to do so, sometimes we face some challenges. And as individuals and also as a Christian man, today we know that people are too busy because we have to navigate and see how we can survive. So, but the main question, like our sister has mentioned, is how do we balance? How can men balance professional mm-hmm. and also spiritual responsibility? Because as we know, we also want to discuss as we try to learn from the word of God and also from our some of the experience we face. Mm-hmm. We also want to see the challenges, and when these challenges come, how do we face them? Allow me also, maybe just in case, we can also try to see the real meaning of men or manhood. Let me just state that I'll just give a simple definition. The state or period of being a man rather than being a child. So today we are looking at a man. When you are a man, how can you balance home, church, and work? Traditionally, you understand that when you are talking about men or when you are talking about man, traditionally, this is associated with courage and strength. You know, when I was growing up in village, let me just give this example, my sister. Mm-hmm. We had our grandfather, now is late, who used to encourage us. When you are sick, he will come and tell you, in Shona, he will say, "Ah, murumano fach tatarika."
Okay.
Meaning, when you are not feeling well, you don't feel lazy. You must die while you are struggling. That is how a man is. Mm. So, in short, he was impacting knowledge and strength in us. That sometimes you may face challenges, sometimes you may have problems, but as a man, you must stand and make sure that things move. So, sometimes after receiving those courage. If you had that headache, just because your grandfather comes and tells you, "Iwe, murumano fach tatarika," a man dies while trying here and there. Mm-hmm. Few hours later, you will even feel better. So we are also encouraging that we as men, we must understand, yes, we are human beings and challenges may come, but we must distinguish to see that this one is a man. Mm-hmm. We must know that, this one is a child, this one is a female, when challenges are coming.
Yes.
A man must stand. God has given us this responsibility. Take care of our families. Take care of the church. Take care of the society. Take care of the community. So you must stand as a man. I know we are living in the last days where we have challenges, but it's just a wake-up call to all of us with this powerful lesson that as we remind one another that as a man, God is looking upon you to stand.
Mm.
Now, maintaining or balancing between work, family, and faith,
mm-hmm.
How do we do this?
Yes.
This one requires a lot of energy, creativity, determination, and a health life.
Mm.
Why do I say so? Because this is a critical one. It has to take, or you must, you as an individual, first must take good care of yourself if you are to manage this, because it's critical. We are talking about energy. We are talking about creativity. We are talking about health. So it must start with you as an individual before we see other solutions. Allow me, even as we discuss this lesson, my sister,
mm-hmm.
let me remind all of us as I read Exodus chapter 18, verse 13 to 27. I'll just do a summary. In Exodus chapter 18, verse 13 to 28, there are instructions. Jethro gives a wise advice to Moses.
Mm.
Moses being the son-in-law. Verse 13, the Bible says, in Exodus 18, verse 13, the Bible says, the next day, Moses took his seat to hear the people's dispute against each other.
Mm.
They waited before him from morning to evening. Are you following, my sister?
Yes.
This is interesting now, that Moses now has been given this responsibility from God. Remember I said we men, God has given us responsibility. One of it, Moses now was supposed to settle disputes. And so the Bible today is telling us in Exodus chapter 18, verse 13, that there comes a day from morning to evening, people are waiting. Now, verse 14, the Bible says, when Moses' father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he asked, what are you really accomplishing here?
Mm.
Are we following? What are you accomplishing here? Why are you trying to do all these alone while everyone stand around you from morning to evening?
Yeah.
This is the father-in-law trying to remind Moses. I've observed, I've seen that since morning, people are just surrounded here, waiting for you to do that. What are you doing?
Mm.
What are you doing? What are you going to achieve? What do you want to accomplish? Now listen to the response from Moses. Moses replied, that is 15. Moses replied, because the people came to me to get a ruling from God. Very clear answer.
Mm.
Not because of him. Moses says, God has given me this. This responsibility. So he answers his father-in-law. These people you are seeing, they have come because they have to get a ruling from God using me.
Mm.
Verse 16, the Bible says, when a dispute arises, that is Moses now, they came to me and I am the one who settles the case between the quarreling parties.
Mm-hmm.
I inform the people of God's decree and give them his instruction. That mm-hmm. is Moses. He's telling the father-in-law that I'm doing this. I've been sent by God.
Yeah.
When people come, I consult from God. And I tell them that because of this, God wants you to do this and this.
Mm.
Verse 17, the Bible reminds me. The father-in-law still comes back to Moses and says, this is not good. This is not good. Moses' father-in-law tells Moses, this is not good.
Mm.
Listen to verse 18 of Exodus chapter 18. You are going to wear out yourself.
So, Mpundisi, looking at, we are hearing, the network, come back.
And you handle all by yourself.
Mm-hmm. There's a weird sound coming through. Mpondisi, are you still with us?
Are you following? Somebody has just called me. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we had missed you a bit there, but now you are back. And we can hear the phone ringing.
Okay, you are able to hear
me? Yes, we can hear you, Mpondisi.
Sorry, I'm using a phone now. Somebody called.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No problem, Mpondisi.
Sure. I'm in verse 18, Exodus chapter 18. We are talking about Moses receiving advice from his father-in-law. Verse 18, you are going to wear out yourself. Mm. You are going to burn out thoughts. And the people, not only you, the father-in-law says, even the people too, this job is too heavy, a burden for you to handle all by yourself.
Mm.
Verse 19, now listen. This is the father-in-law telling Moses, listen to me and let me give you a word of advice. And may God be with you. May God be with you. You should continue to be the people's representative before God.
Mm-hmm.
The father-in-law is very clear. Listen to me, and as I advise you, my prayer is that God should be with you. Continue doing God's work. Continue settling this dispute. But verse 20, the Bible says, teach them God's decree and give them his instruction. Show them how to conduct their life.
Mm-hmm.
Continue. This is a noble call. Continue. Don't stop. Continue. Now listen to verse 21. But, and when the word but comes in, you must pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
But select from all the people some capable, honest men who fear God and hate pride. Appoint them as leaders over groups of 100 and 1,150 and 10. Moses, I know what you are doing. This is a great work. Now listen to me. You must also find the means and ways to select people. And as you select these people, they must fear God. Remember, you are doing God's work. So they must fear God. They must hate pride. They must hate corruption. Appoint them. Let them also read. And they continue. This is an advice, verse 22. They should always be available to solve the people's common disputes. They must be always available. But having them bring the major cases to you. Remember, when they solve these, there are other cases which are beyond them. Let them bring them to you. It doesn't mean that when you select them, that is the end of you. You must make sure that they are available, but there are cases which they cannot handle. These cases, they must bring them to you. They must bring them to you. Verse 23, if you follow this advice, and if God commands you to do so, then you will be able to endure the pressure.
Yeah.
And all these people will go home in peace. So meaning, even if he was doing that way, sometimes from morning to sunset, other people could go home with their burdens. But if you follow this advice, and if they are able to do God's work, meaning that by the end of the day, everyone will go home in peace. This burden is heavy, Moses. You must follow. You must remember that you cannot manage alone. And the Bible tells me in verse 24, with the good news, Moses listened to his father-in-law advice and followed his suggestion. He chose capable men and appointed them to be leaders of 100, thousands, and 10, and 50s. And these men, the Bible tells me in 26, that they were available to solve the people's common disputes. They brought the major cases to Moses, but they took care of the small matters. And after that, the Bible tells me, Moses said goodbye to my father-in-law.
Yeah.
This is a passage I want us to learn some lessons. As we are talking about challenges, stress, how do we handle our Christian life? How do we handle in connection with the profession? I know right now as I'm speaking to you, some of you, as you were reporting, because of the pressure during the week, just reporting at workplace, there are issues. Maybe on Friday you didn't do well. You just the greeting from your supervisor shows you more pressure. I know some of us, as we are working in those offices, some of us, as we are doing businesses, we have left some burdens home. We don't know what to do when we knock off. I know some of us, as we are working, we still have somebody we need to help somewhere there. So there is the pressure. Pressure has mounted. I know some of us, where we are working from, maybe because on Sabbath we are supposed to go to church. Now, because of pressure, we ended up going to work. All these things. But now today, according to this powerful lesson brought by our sister, how do we handle? How do we do? Some of the few lessons and some of the advice and some of the things we may take are as follows. How, when you are trying to manage your faith, work, and family, remember, we are talking about God. We are also talking about work, because you must work for you to eat. We are also talking about your family. The family must also eat. The family must also feel loved. The family must also know that we have a father around. How do you manage this thing? At work also, they must see that you are putting in for what you are getting paid. Number one, here is my advice, and here are some of the lessons I've learned. Number one, seek out the right work environment. Seek out the right work environment. Whether you are single, married, you have kids or not, it is important to seek out a family-friendly work environment that will allow you to have that flexibility and freedom to build healthy relationships and habit outside the way. We must seek out the right work environment. As you go out there, you must make sure that where you are working, that environment must have peace. Remember, when you knock off, you must go and see your wife. When you knock off, you must go and see your husband. When you knock off, you must go and see and entertain your kids. When you knock off, you must go and see and also attend to your relatives. So the work environment must be an environment which helps you to do also, even after work, be able to have a good life. So I'm saying, my dear brother, my dear sister, my dear uncle, my dear father out there, that as you do whatever you're doing, it is to be business. Seek out the right work environment. Number two, how do we manage this so that we can see faith, work, and family? Work with integrity. Work with integrity. This is very important. If I'm going to establish boundaries between my work, my faith, and my family, I need to make sure that when I'm at work, I must give her, let me even add, my sister, I must give in 110%.
Okay.
When you're at work, giving 110%. Remember, working hard is also part of honoring God's calling to work. God calls men and women. You must labor. Even among the Ten Commandments, one of the commandments, the fourth commandment, calls all of us to work for 6 days. So I'm saying to all of us, we must make sure wherever you are working, work. Give in about 110%. Do what you can so that things can move.
Okay.
Let's not give excuses because, no, you know, weekend, I had to go, my mother had to do what. When you are to work, give in 110% because God is expecting you to do the best.
Yeah.
Not only because you are going to get paid, also the name of God must be honored. When you are at workplace, people must find out what type of God does he worship.
Okay.
Ah, this man is honest. This man can work, so that when you are at work, people, they look up to you. So I'm encouraging all of us as men that we must give in about 110% so that the outcome will show. We must show that these are Christians, these are children of God. They work with integrity. Number three, what do we do? What do we do? Communicate well and often. Sometimes this pressure and challenges comes in because of failure of communication. Boundaries are much more effective when the people around you know and understand you. Communicate well, communicate effectively. Let people know what you're capable of doing. Don't just do it because you have to do it.
Okay.
People must know your strength. People must know this one, he can achieve this. Remember, there is also need to understand that you have God's work to do. Even after that work, people must benefit. Your family must understand that you, even if you are not a pastor, you are not an elder, you are not a deacon, God is giving you life. We are all saved to save, my sister.
Yes.
All of us, we are saved to save. After putting in wherever you are working from, remember, you also need to pray for somebody. Remember, you also need to help somebody. Moses is being taught, this work is heavy. Choose others. Yes, we are pastors. But you must remember, we as pastors, how many people are we supposed to pray for? Many. So God also has given us this opportunity to train others, to train elders, so that they can also look after tens, after hundreds, after thousands, so that this work can go well. So we must understand that we communicate well and we know what to do, because God wants us to do his work. Even if things are tough, we must remember that God also wants us to do what we can do. What are we also saying? Number four, we are saying, manage your commitments. Manage your commitments. If you say yes to everything, my sister, my brother out there, my father, if you say yes to everything, listen to me right now as you listen to this lady, you will get burned out. You won't be putting in your best effort anywhere. Learn to say no and learn to say yes where it is possible. In order to make your commitment count, you must learn to say no. Actually, to a lot of worthy calls, and endure, and make sure that those few things you say yes, do it to your best. Sometimes we face challenges because I'm expected because I'm the only man here.
Hey.
Anything, yes, I can do it. Anything, yes, I can do it. Jethro tells Moses, my son-in-law, you cannot manage to do everything. Some of the things, delegate them to others. I am here to remind my fellow men that it is not possible. It is not possible, even if you have that energy. It is not possible to do everything. That's why we must find means and ways to delegate. We must find means and ways to train others. We must find means and ways to work as a team, so that we achieve what we want to achieve. So manage your commitment. We all want to succeed in life. But remember, if you say yes to everything, you get burned out. And when you get burned out, it is possible that you will not achieve anything. Number five.
Yes.
Be a good steward of yourself. Be a good steward of yourself. Your health is very important, and it is a resource which we are given by God, and we must manage it correctly. You must guard your physical, emotional, and spiritual health if you want to succeed. Guard them. Exercise regularly. Eat well. Set aside some precious time for your own enjoyment and relax. Also, a little investment is very important. You will heal many, many things when you follow all these things. You have more energy. You will be able to think and sit down and be able to balance up. I'm here to say, take care of yourself before another person take care of you as a man. Be a good steward. That this is very important. Before your wife takes care of you, you as a man, take care of yourself. God expects you to be a good steward. My sister, yes, we are talking about men. I also want to remind you as my dear sister, take care of yourself. Be a good steward. God expects you to eat well. You are working. I know you need to achieve many things, but sit down. Sit down, relax. Just get a bit of your money. Eat well. Make sure that things are moving well so that you take of yourself. We need you to continue managing this radio.
So we must eat the money.
We all get worried. We all get affected.
Yes.
Who is going to call me so that I do God's way? So take care of yourself, my sister. We need you. God wants to use you. Take care of yourself. Have time to relax. Have time to relax. Take care of your emotion. Take care of your spiritual health. take care of your physical life. And we need you, my sister. Mm. I know we are talking, but I wanted to remind you that take care of yourself, my sister.
Yes.
What else are we saying if we are to manage this thing? Settle well priorities.
Mm.
Don't do haphazard. Be a good manager.
Mm.
Individuals, you must identify. Yes. I know even you, my sister, when you arrived at your workplace, there are many things here and there, but you are able to put things in order. Have a diary.
Mm.
Put things in order so that things can work well. Because
We are losing Mfundisi. Mfundisi is speaking.
What am I going to do this way?
Yeah.
How am I going to do? I mentioned, no, I'll be out of town, but I'll find time. I'll manage. So I was able to know that this time, I'm supposed to share a lesson.
Mm.
So if I do a buzzard, you are going to call me. I was not going to respond because I'm not taking care.
Mm.
And at the end of it, even you, I would have disturbed your planning.
Mm.
So I'm saying, as men out there, let's be able to set priorities in order.
Mm.
God's work must be number one. But remember, you also have a family. Remember also you need to do work so that you feed your families.
Yes.
Establish boundaries.
Mm.
Creating clear boundaries between work and personal life is critical and crucial to maintain your health balance, to maintain your health relationship at church, to maintain health relationship at your workplace.
Mm.
Make sure that people know that this time it's time for prayer.
Mm.
This time it's time to work. This time, it's time to attend to the family. This time, it's time to also do luxury things.
Mm.
This time, it's time for God so that things can move accordingly.
Mm.
When we mention these things, the question is, what are some of the challenges we are meeting as men?
Mm.
I know time is almost up. Let me just mention a few challenges.
Yes,
some
please.
Of the challenges, especially in modern times. We are struggling to forget about the past. We have a struggle, my sister. Maybe sometimes past life, you were abused. Past life, you struggled. So you keep on referring to past life. I know I'm struggling because of this. I am here to remind you, my fellow men, that forget about the past, start a new beginning, start moving on. Maybe at your workplace, things didn't work well. Your supervisor was on you.
Mm.
Maybe sometimes things were not working well. Maybe you lost your beloved one. I am here to remind you that God is there for you.
Yes.
Start a new life. Forge ahead. Because past life, past things, sometimes they give us headache. And we have this stress. And we cannot do God's work.
Mm.
We cannot even be able to achieve at our companies. Because we are just thinking about past life. What other challenges are we meeting as men? We have lost motivation to go on.
Mm.
It's life as usual. Listen, my brother, my fellow men there. When you lose motivation, let me also talk this one, my sister. Even if we are talking about men, maybe it is family life, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose motivation, even at home, you cannot perform well.
Mm.
When you lose motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So even your family is affected.
Yes.
So be motivated. Look forward to do good things. When you lose motivation, even at your work, even if you are given goals, you cannot manage to meet them. When you lose the motivation, even at church, you cannot teach.
Mm.
When you lose the motivation, even preaching becomes difficult. When you lose the motivation, even visiting members, it becomes difficult. When you lose the motivation, even doing what your supervisor told you to do, it becomes a problem. When you lose the motivation, even your wife, to take care of your wife, it becomes a problem.
Mm.
So, my sister, we are here to remind men that let us not lose the motivation. I know it's a challenge, but time has come to arise and do the right thing.
Yes.
What are other challenges as men do we face? We are scared by our own weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
We feel, this one, people. In Nyanja, we say, Bazani Oneramu. People who feel I'm a lazy person. Stand up, I am a man. I've told you that in Shona, my grandfather used to tell me, Murume anofa chitatarika. Stand up, I am a man. Be above board. Do the right thing. And make sure that you achieve what you want to achieve. We are a man. God is looking upon you. as a steward, take care of your family, take care of your wife, take care of your children, take care of the church, take care of your company, you are a man, take care of your business, stand up, do the right thing. Some of another challenges we face is unrealistic, unexpected, unrealistic expectation.
Mm.
You know, my sister, let me tell you, especially men, we are married. Our wives, they expect a lot from us.
Mm.
And if we don't achieve, we feel have failed. These unexpected and realistic, they are affecting us.
Yeah.
I know I'm speaking to men. My mothers, my sisters, they are, please have mercy on us.
Mm.
Help us, motivate us. Don't expect a lot. I know we are not supposed to do, but allow us to do what we can do. And when we achieve those, lift us, tell us you are a man, you can do it, you are power. Then we feel good. We feel good. What are some of the challenges we are facing? Rejection. We feel we are rejected. Sometimes, even at workplace, even your friends, when you look around, you feel these friends have rejected me. My bosses are not ready to work with me. My friends are not ready to be with me. My family has rejected me, so it hits us hard. Mm-hmm. Rejection has hit me. Many men, sometimes, let me tell you, my sister, I'm not a doctor in terms of, a doctor at the hospital.
Mm.
But I suspect that as men, one of the things which is killing us is rejection.
Mm.
Because you feel now, where should I go? Stress comes in. You hear men are dying in the numbers, some of them committing suicide even when they were Christian. I feel one of it is rejection. How I pray that we will stand as men and be able to do the right thing. Let's also recognize as we handle now this stress and challenges, let's recognize our values. Even if things are not okay, remember there is a family. If work is hard, there is a family waiting for you to do to feed them. So don't give up.
Hmm.
Create a moment of reflection.
Hmm.
Think about it. Meditate. You know, God loves you. Even if at work there is the pressure, your wife loves you at home. Even if things are not working well, your children love you, that we love you. So reflect about it. Think about it. Even if people are giving you pressure, remember you're a pastor. The church is waiting for you. They love you. Even if things are not working well, there is somebody there. And above all, I want to remind you, there is God who loves you, and wants to take care of you.
Mm.
So accommodate spiritual life in your life and the things will work well. Remember Exodus chapter 18. Verse 13 to 27, a good passage to all of us. Allow me also again as I close to read to you Exodus 18, verse 18. You are going to wear yourself out. You are going to burn out, my fellow men, there. And not only you, even the people you are leading. This job is too heavy for you. We are living in last days. There is the pressure. Arise and accept the advice from Jethro. Arise and accept the advice you are getting from this radio. Arise and do the right thing. Listen and accept it. Listen now to the advice from God. And God is saying, a child of God, you can do it. Be able to delegate. Be able to do the right thing. Arise, pray, and stand up, a child of God. Listen and accept like Moses, who accepted in verse 24. He listened to the father's advice and followed all these discussion. Choose capable men. Look around, you're a supervisor. Choose capable men. Look around in the community, a headman. Choose capable men. Look around in your family. Be able to dedicate one or two things. Even involve your wife in all those projects, and you'll be able to achieve. I am here to remind you that you are a child of God. You can do it. Arise, don't give up. Arise, you're a child of God. I pray that all of us will be able to learn one or two things from this. Otherwise, God bless you. I wish you well. We love you. God bless you. I don't know if my sister, you allow me that as I close, we can pray together.
Yes,
I don't know if time can allow me.
Please do pray.
Let us pray. Our Lord and our Father, we thank you for this word, which you have reminded all of us as men, including our sisters, that we need to arise and accept the advice, like Moses, who accepted the advice from the father-in-law. As we want to accept the advice from you, our God, because you're our Father, continue guiding us. We know we are working under pressure. We know we have stress, we have challenges. Our God and our Father, please, we pray and ask you that may you allow the Holy Spirit that he can continue teaching us, take care, so that even Father, we can continue working for you. Allow us to balance work, faith, and also our families, that when you will come, we will enjoy life. Out there, if there are men who are not feeling well, I pray for them that you will heal them, Heaven Father. If there are men with challenges, I pray that you will help them, Heaven Father. I also pray for our sisters, our mothers, our daughters, our sons, that our God and our Father bless us abundantly. I want to pray for my sister who has continued with these programs, that you will be with her. Bless her abundantly. And also may you bless the entire team at this media, our God and our Father, the SID media. I pray that these radio programs will continue and it will bring many to Christ. Help us. Where we err, may you forgive us. And where we have done well, may you add your blessing to us. For this is our prayer in Jesus' name and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.